When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
You know, your boy RFK Jr. was up there for the confirmation hearings today, Sue.
I do know that.
Yep.
I'm sure they told him he was an anti-vaxxer and all kinds of attacking. I haven't had time to look.
You know who is right behind him, tearing up at times? I'm being serious.
Who?
Cheryl Hines. Right behind him.
She's so, they're
very
so
proud of RFK Jr. Here's one thing he said.
All of my kids are vaccinated. I've written many books on vaccines. My first book in 2014, the first line of it is I am not anti-vaccine. And the last line is I am not anti-vaccine.
We have Brian Kilmeade on the line with us this afternoon. Of course, he's coming back to St. Louis at the Factory on March 22nd. We'll give you details on that. Brian, good afternoon. How are you on this Wednesday?
Good. I mean, I was trying to watch every minute of that. That was an excellent hearing, if you like entertainment. But yeah. I was doing the radio show at the same time. But it was pretty wild. It's good to see that Bernie Sanders is willing to buy a onesie. that was a little
All right,
surprised.
Now, I haven't talked about that. You want to explain that? Because he had this big... They were making an allegation about an organization that RFK Jr. is affiliated with that was selling onesies that were somehow proclaiming kids to be not vaccinated.
Yeah, so he's selling, he goes, is it true you're anti-vax? Okay, that's true. All right, so if I'm taking your word, why is a group that you were involved with selling these onesies for $26? And whatever they said on it was was anti-vax. And he's like, well, I'm not associated with that group. He goes, but this onesie, are you saying you're not going to buy this onesie?
Oh my
so
gosh.
We're talking about a onesie with an 82-year-old man and a 70-year-old man about scribblings that on a website, it was just hysterical. And actually, Bernie Sanders is a relatively logical questioner. I think he's relatively open, probably wouldn't vote for RFK, but it's just amazing. That was his exhibit that he blew up on and put it on his stand like it's 1977. He put it on an easel on Oak Tag. And so it's crazy.
Bernie has this way, I don't know what it is about, we can play, here's one of the questions on climate change.
I happen to believe that climate change is real, it's an existential threat, and it is a healthcare issue. Donald Trump thinks that it is a hoax originating in China. Question is, in your judgment, is climate change a hoax or is it real, causing devastating problems?
President Trump and I, from the beginning, from our first meeting, agreed to disagree on that issue.
Yeah, he said, and he kind of, I don't know if he didn't say it wasn't a hoax, but he went on to say that he disagrees with the president on that issue. What do you know at this point, are there some Republican senators that are thinking about not voting for him along the lines of Hegseth, or is it looking like he might clear this?
Well, no, I think that he's still going to do, Murkowski and Collins are not on. Not on the committee, either is McConnell. So I would assume that since he's unconventional, they're not going to vote for him. And then that would leave, you can't lose another, unless Cory Booker evidently loves Kennedy, would vote for him. But I don't. He's never done anything courageous as a politician in his life. So that would leave Senator Cassidy. Senator Cassidy is a doctor who would not commit either way when he left today, the committee. So, and he had some very direct questions. I'm sure he was satisfied by the answers. But member Tom Tillis also had some questions about Hegseth, but John Thune put the pressure on. And Cassidy was already on the president's bad side by voting for impeachment. Does he not care at this point? Or does he say, this is my chance to let it be known that I helped you out here?
You know, speaking of courage, how about when I talked about this in the beginning here of the show, there are still a handful of Democrats, quite a few in the House, that voted against the Laken Riley Act. President Trump signed that in front of her family today in the Oval Office at the White House. I don't know how anyone could be opposed to this, Brian. It's a pretty simple piece of legislation. There's complaints made about not affecting or not addressing some of the issues with the Dreamers. John Fetterman made it pretty clear. Okay, that's fine. Let's do that in another piece of legislation, right?
Of course. I mean, there's no way Dreamers is going to be isolated, because Dreamers is something they all agree on. You're born here. You come here as a young child, 2 years old. You're now 26. Should you kick them out? Well, they went to college. They probably played in your soccer team. But should we kick them out? Well, no. Okay, we can come to an agreement on that. Well, what is it? Well, you come, you build the wall, and I'll pass the Dreamers. So there's always going to be a give and take with that. This is not the moment. Laken Riley is a layup. If an illegal alien commits a crime, should you throw him out of the country? Yes. And why, it's Senator Gallego of Arizona with me today, a Democrat who co-sponsored it, as I mentioned, from Arizona, who understands who put him in, a very red state, said, you can represent us, but we need you to vote smartly. And that's why I thought he was great. And it was a fantastic ceremony today in a very sad situation. So, there's some questions with Ronald Trump. He's like, just not the time.
Yeah. And he didn't yell at anybody. He said, look, not the time. He was very, the presidential is the word. How about yesterday with Carolyn Leavitt? I mean, that was pretty good. Now, I admitted at the show, look, she's my oldest son's age and does not have a ton of life experience, but holy smokes, she just slayed him in that press room yesterday, Brian, didn't she?
She got Trump experience.
Yes.
And she trained under Kayleigh McEnany. So she's been with him, I believe, all 4 years that he's been out of office. So she's seen all the cases. She listens and watches. And so when you come out and you say anything, she probably knows where the policies started, whose ideas they were, who's implemented them, and then how to defend them, as opposed to KJP, who there's probably so little deliberation actually in the White House. She really had no idea what was happening, because this president, to be kind, was not hands-on, as opposed to the current president. So if Leavitt is a fly on the wall in the Oval, it was, if she just pays attention on Trump's airplane, she becomes, and she has confidence and ability to communicate, which she has, she becomes a very good press secretary.
How about this contrast? This is the first day that KJP took over that podium.
Acutely aware that my presence at this podium represents a few firsts. I am a Black gay immigrant woman, the first of all three of those to hold this position.
Yeah, so we had identity politics on her first day. We actually had some business done. You know, I've covered every president since 1984, and Ronald Reagan was the first president that I voted for in 1984. I simply can't remember a first, not only 100 days, 200, 300, maybe first couple of years, where more was accomplished in the first 100 hours of this administration, Brian.
It's pretty incredible. It's coming at this, well, over 350 executive orders. One, I think they pulled back because it was not put out smartly. Just says we're going to freeze all programs, they say Social Security, Medicare. Oh, and by the way, and anything that you, any program that benefits you personally, we're going to leave in, for example, Meals on Wheels or Head Start. Okay, but what about everything else? What about funding cancer? So it was just wrong way to put it out. Communication was bad, and they pulled it back. So they'll put it back out, but what he was trying to do with that last one that caused some controversy, flashbacks to four years ago, what he was trying to do is say, we're not just going to greenlight any spending programs. We're evaluating every one of them. But I think you do that, and then you come out and say, here are my cuts, as opposed to they're all frozen, personally. But I've never been in that position before. There's 450 separate federal agencies. They say that 75 are dormant, but we're still paying for them. So that would be a cut of 20% of the federal programs just by making the effort to find out where the money's going. That's what he's trying to do. But let's just see him just do it when he gets an OMB director in there that can do this himself. It looks like this was done possibly from another area of the White House.
I think this was interesting. He caught my attention on this. Look, he's basically saying we've known this for a couple of days. No more federal workforce from home. But then he said this.
Most of the people we're talking about have not been going to their federal offices in many, many years from even before COVID. We may ask these people to prove that they didn't have another job during their so-called employment with the United States of America, because if they did, that would be unlawful, as you understand. A lot of people are getting paychecks, but they're actually working other jobs.
I don't know if you say something like that, if you don't have evidence that some of that exists, but I thought that was interesting because that would be something you would want exposed, I believe.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
So, okay, Billy Jones in Sarasota says, "Oh yeah, I am going to take your resignation option and get paid till September, but I'll leave. Or I want to stay. Prove to me you weren't working another job. What do you want to see? Well, my bed, well, washing machine, my bad shoes, the car that I miss a payment on. Like, how do you prove you weren't didn't have another job?"
Yeah, I don't know. It is an interesting. I've seen people on the X, formerly Twitter, saying, "Oh, you're going to lose a lot of these good federal workers by insisting that they come into the office." Well, I guess we'll find out, right? How many people are vital to the operation of the country and how many are not? I love it personally because I think people should have to justify some of these positions. Forgive me, Brian Kilmeade, for using some audio from CNN, but I think you'll appreciate it if you haven't heard it. My friend Scott Jennings on last night with this person, Jenna Arnold. I don't know who she is, but she's not very smart on the immigration front.
"Can't wait until American women can't get blueberries for their smoothies. I cannot wait until there is a full crackdown on all small businesses."
Okay, so blueberries for the smoothie, but that's where they went on the CNN panel. Unbelievable. And how about her voice? That was very attractive, wasn't it?
That it almost sounded fake. It almost sounded like they were doing a CNN skit.
Yeah, it did sound like that. But on the immigration front, I mean, here again, you got, you know, Jake Tapper and some of the others out there not still understanding that if you come into the country illegally, you already broke the law, right?
How about having such little idea of people that come into our country, they're picking our blueberries and mowing our lawns? So here's the thing. What don't they understand about criminals? And if you're sitting there hanging out with TDA, a Venezuelan gang, prison gang, and it turns out you're a good guy who just happens to be here illegally, you know, you're going to be brought in. You're going to show that you have a court appearance coming up, and you're going to make sure you show up. But if it turns out you've avoided your court appearances or you've committed a crime and you're hanging out with the kingpin of a Venezuelan drug gang, you're arrested too. And that's what people are pointing at. Well, you're picking up everybody. Not picking up everybody. But if you're hanging out with a gangster or a mobster, you have to explain yourself. And that's what Holman's saying. So Holman, I wrote him last night just to make sure I was clear on this, and he wrote me and said, "We're going for the criminals, but there are some collaterals we're picking up."
There's going to be.
And
right.
Yeah, and number two, he said, "We're picking up the pace. It's going to get faster. We're going to do more."
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, that'll be fascinating to watch, and I think Tom's off to a really good start. What's coming up on Sunday night, or Saturday night? Well, I can ask you about your plans on Sunday night, but what's coming up on your show on Saturday night, Brian? Sorry.
I mean, still working on a few things. We're going to do the media with Carly Shimkus. We'll find out the media moments that matter. We are working on the food babe. She's going to be joining us because she was with RFK as they came up with this different way for us to eat and digest and the some of the poisons are in our everyday foods and some of the plastics in your Subway, your Subway sandwiches and all this stuff. The food babe was one of the first. She was sitting right behind RFK at the hearings. She's going to be with us, staying off television until our appearance on Saturday night. And possibly having Senator Kennedy. We're also talking to John Radcliffe from the SCIA director might be joining us. We're working on a few things. Anthony Robbins has indicated he might come on with us on Saturday. So we got a few balls in the air because it is still Wednesday.
Yes, I'm aware of that. We also have to mention you're coming back here to St. Louis. I said that, and there are tickets available right now. Brian is coming to the factory. It's a Saturday night, March 22nd, so it's a perfect weekend event. You can go to briankilmeade.com. You can buy tickets at the factory. There are VIP tickets still available, right, Brian?
Yeah. I mean, I cannot believe the loyalty your listeners have. I think we sold two. I don't know what you guys did over the weekend, but sold a crazy number of tickets. And the thing is, it is the biggest venue I've ever been in. I mean, there's 1,700 seats, and we're over halfway there. So hopefully we can set a record. And Fox Nation's going to have all types of specials there for people who show up. It's an unbelievable app that we have. I think you've seen some of the comedy stuff that we've been advertising and some of the specials. It's really cool. Fox put a lot of money into it. So if you come, I think you'd be looking at a year free there, too. And I'll be able to talk about history, liberty, and laughs, our past, what's happening now in our present, and as well as talk about where we are as a country. I think that this show is getting better each time. Hopefully we'll be hitting full stride by March 22nd.
Well, and I've told you, you're going to be blown away. This venue is absolutely beautiful. And I would say this about, you know, filling the seats. If just half the amount of people who have asked me and hit me up for freebies for that buy tickets, Brian, I think you're going to be in good shape because I'm getting hit up left and right. So I have to tell people, go to the website.
You're going to come, Mark, you're going to be on stage at some point, right? You're opening up this
whole
thing?
I hope so. I'm doing a comedy set right before. No, I'm going to do anything that you want me to do, and I'd be happy to do it, and we're looking forward to it. Have a great week. We'll talk next week.
All right, stay within yourself.
Yep. Go buy tickets, briankilmeade.com, The Factory, March 22nd. It's a Saturday night in St. Louis.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.